Caesar River, said the mayor. Caesar houses, Caesar people in the streets. I have to make it work. Well, not the river, obviously, that works by itself. And every year it turns out that I haven't upset enough people for them to choose anyone else as mayor. So I have to do it again. It's a lot more complicated than I ever thought it would be.
What, for you too? But you're a human, said Dark Tan, in astonishment.
Ha! You think that makes it easier? I thought rats were wild and free.
Ha! Said Dark Tan.
They both stared out the window. Down in the square they could see Keith and Melissa walking along deep in conversation.
If you like, said the mayor after a while, you could have a little desk here in my office.
I'll live underground, thank you all the same, said Dark Tan, pulling himself together. Little desks are a bit too Mr. Bunsey.
The mayor sighed.
I suppose so.
He looked as if he was about to share some guilty secret, and in a way he was.
I did like those books when I was a boy, though. Of course, I knew it was all nonsense, but all the same, it was nice to think that...
Yeah, said Dark Tan. But the rabbit was stupid. Whoever heard of a rabbit talking?
Oh, yes, I never liked the rabbit, said the mayor.
No one likes the rabbit, said Dark Tan.
It was the minor characters everyone liked, said the mayor. Ratty Rupert and Phil the Pheasant and Ollie the Snake.
Oh, come on, said Dark Tan. Ollie the Snake had a collar and tie.
Well?
Well, how did it stay on? A snake is tube-shaped.
Do you know? I never thought of it like that, said the mayor. Silly, really. He'd wriggle out of it, wouldn't he?
And waistcoats on rats don't work.
No?
No, said Dark Tan. I tried it. Tool belts are fine, but not waistcoats. Dangerous Beans got quite upset about that, but I told him, you've got to be practical.
It's just like I always tell my daughter, said the man. Stories are just stories. Life is complicated enough as it is. We have to plan for the real world. There's no room for the fantastic.
Exactly, said the rat.
And man and rat talked as the long light faded into the evening. A man was painting, very carefully, a little picture underneath the street sign that said River Street. It was a long way underneath, only just higher than the pavement, and he had to kneel down. He kept referring to a small piece of paper in his hand. The picture looked like three concentric circles followed by a short wiggly line followed by a group of small circles overlapping like a handful of pebbles. Keith laughed.
"What's funny?" said Melissa. It's in the rat alphabet, said Keith. It says water plus fast plus stones. The streets have got cobbles on, right? So rats see them as stones. It means River Street.
Both languages on the street signs. Clause 193, said Melissa.
That's fast. They only agreed that 2 hours ago. I suppose that means there will be tiny signs in human language in the rat tunnels.
I hope not, said Keith.
Why not?
Because rats mostly mark their tunnels by whittling on them.
He was impressed at the way Melissa's expression didn't change a bit.
I conceive you're all going to have to make some important mental adjustments, she said thoughtfully. It was odd about Morris, though, after my father told him there were plenty of kindly old ladies in the town that would be happy to give him a home.
You mean when he said that wouldn't be any fun getting it that way, said Keith.
Yes. Do you know what he meant?
Sort of. He meant, he's Morris, said Keith. I think he had the time of his life, strutting up and down the table, ordering everyone around. He even said me and the rats could keep the money we buried. He said a little voice in his head told him it was really ours.
Melissa appeared to think about things for a while, and then she said, as if it wasn't very important, really.
And, you're staying, yes?
Clause 9, resident rat piper, said Keith. I'll get an official suit that I don't have to share with anyone, a hat with a feather and a pipe allowance.
That will be quite satisfactory, said Melissa.
Yes?
When I told you that I had two sisters, that wasn't entirely true, she said. It wasn't a lie, of course, but it was just enhanced a bit.
Yes?
I mean, it would be more literally true to say that I have, in fact, no sisters at all.
Ah, said Keith.
But I have millions of friends.